Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Both of Vermont's U.S. senators are expressing strong concerns about President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump named Federal Appeals Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh to fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court. Senator Patrick Leahy says Kavanaugh will have to prove that he can be a strong, independent voice on the court for decades to come.
And I'm going to withhold my consent for this nominee or any other nominee who seeks to reverse 45 years of settled law protecting a woman's right to make her own health decisions, who intends to strip away insurance protection for millions of Americans with pre-existing conditions, who sides with powerful over hardworking Americans.
Senator Bernie Sanders said he will work to defeat the Kavanaugh nomination because Sanders believes Kavanaugh will be, quote, a rubber stamp for an extreme right-wing agenda. Vermont healthcare officials say the Trump administration's decision to freeze payments under an Obamacare program that protects insurers with sicker patients from financial losses will increase premium costs. Under the risk adjustment program, payments from insurers with healthier customers are redistributed to companies with sicker enrollees. The Rutland Herald reports the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said in a statement over the weekend they would freeze the payments because of a court ruling. Congressman Peter Welch said in a statement that President Trump is openly sabotaging the Affordable Care Act. Attorney General T.J. Donovan says a new law will help protect small businesses from paying excessive fees for credit card processing equipment. Lawmakers passed legislation earlier this year that requires greater disclosure from companies that lease credit card terminals.
This was the number one complaint from small businesses in our state, that small businesses were getting locked into these 3-4 year leases, spending thousands of dollars, couldn't get out of the leases.
The law went into effect on July 1st. It also gives merchants a 45-day window to cancel the lease. While contract negotiations continue, unionized nurses and administrators at Vermont's largest medical center are preparing for a possible strike. Union representatives said Tuesday they would meet with University of Vermont Medical Center's chief nursing officer to discuss logistics if 1,800 unionized nurses go on strike July 12th and 13th. Hospital administrators have brought in travel nurses to take over and rescheduled some elective procedures. Medical Center President Eileen Whalen said the hospital will continue to deliver high-quality, safe care if the strike occurs. The nurses' union is asking for a 24% wage increase. Union leaders said that would make their wages equal to those at a New York hospital in the same network. Negotiations resumed on Tuesday afternoon, but no agreement was reached by the end of the night. Eye on the sky for today. Any patchy fog burns off to mostly sunny skies. A bit cooler, less humid. Highs in the 70s north to near 80 south today. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's 622.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Wells Fargo. Established 1852, re-established 2018 with a recommitment to customers.